The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and shall be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give to him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. But blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, on which the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Keep looking up, folks. Jesus is coming soon. Let's pray to him. Father, we are grateful today for this wonderful closing out day for our mission conference. It's been such a wonderful time. And I pray as it's ending today that you'd bless Dr. Sisk as he brings the word, challenge all of us. Convict those that are lost. Comfort those that are sad. Strengthen those that are weak. Help those that are helpless. And hope that give hope to those that are hopeless today. May they find in Christ everything that will satisfy them for time and for eternity. We will praise you in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.